Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Council, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Discover your magnificence. The Magnificent You free 5-day online course is available now. Unleash your prosperous, powerful, productive self. Visit designingyourlifetoday.com/get results to get started. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Council. And you're listening to Wonderful Wednesday. Great topic for you today. It is an amazing topic. It's going to help you to have the best relationship with yourself ever. Okay, it's a journey. Anyway, as we continue on with our success frenzy throughout the month of March, I want you to know that you are so super capable. So be sure to go for it. Pull out all of the stops. And during this month, just commit, recommit, do whatever it is you have to do. Become more determined, as we discussed on yesterday's podcast, to fulfill every single dream that you have. You have what it takes. You just have to make the right connections. You have to learn to collaborate. You got to open up. You got to listen to ideas. And the list goes on and on. Okay, the list is not really that long, but it's long enough. Okay, let's get on with our show. We're going to talk about accepting the awesome you. I mean, think about it for a minute. Have you ever taken the time to really sit quietly and reflect over your life? Have you taken the time to look at yourself to really assess how amazing you really are? Are you delivering your best? Do you question whether you could bring more to the table for your life and actually for the lives of others? Do you question your every move? And then you get to the point where you talk yourself out of everything. Okay. So once you get an answer, yes, I could be doing more. Yes, I could deliver on a higher level. And wow, as I look back over my life, well, there are some things that I could do even now, things that I would love to do. But I think I'll just go with the flow and keep getting the same results I've always been getting. So you talk yourself out of it. Now, do you wish that you could give yourself kind of a do-over on some things? And are you extremely hard on yourself when it comes to accepting how awesome you really are? You know, it would be great if we could just wake up every day and we could just greet each day with a high level of self-acceptance, with an understanding that even though we perhaps aren't living our most amazing life, but that we are constantly evolving into that person that we truly desire to, let's say, demonstrate. And I say demonstrate because the reality of it is the person, that amazing, awesome, magnificent person that you have within you, that's in you, that person that you see, that person that you keep wishing you could become, well, that person already exists. You just have to let that person come to the forefront. Now, I have to take a moment here and let you guys know that the Magnificent You course will help you with that. So if you need something to kind of open you up and open how you're thinking about you and how you see yourself, or to help you answer some questions that you may not have asked yourself that you perhaps could have asked yourself or should have asked yourself, then the Magnificent You course will help you with that. The link is right there in the show notes, or you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com and it's right there on the homepage, and you'll see where you can click on it and you can go right to the Magnificent You course. And so we are making it available absolutely free. It's a 5-day online course, and it doesn't take 5 days to go through the course. It depends on you, but I encourage you not to rush through the course. While the questions may seem very basic, put some thought into the questions and you're going to see or discover how basic they're not, how they are going to help you to kind of let your light shine, to open up and be your magnificent self. Okay, that little commercial break is over. Let's get back to accepting the awesome you. Now, the thing about accepting yourself is that if you could wake up and greet each day with that high level of self-acceptance, along with remembering that you are constantly, evolving into the person that you truly want to be, then I think, you know, you might lighten up on yourself a little bit. Of course, in order for you to evolve into that amazing person, you have to allow it to happen. And that's the rub. So what's stopping you from living from that position of power? What's stopping you from forging ahead? There's that word again. I love the word forge. We're going to stick with that for a while until I decide to use something different, because forge has power. And what's stopping you from forging ahead to really being your most powerful self, your most bold self? Well, I'm going to share some insight on what may be causing you to hold back, and then we will discuss a few strategies that will inspire you to move forward, that will help you to say, hey, you know what? I can do this, and I think I'm going to go for it, and I'm going to go back and look at those goals that I set either the latter part of last year or the beginning of this year, and you know what? I am going to recommit. Now, we talked about recommitting. We've talked about that a few times this week. We've also talked about reinvention on last week, and we talked about evolving into your best self. So if you missed our podcast where I explained the difference between reinvention and evolving, then you want to listen to it. We have the link there for you in our show notes here. Okay, let's continue on and first talk about what may be stopping you from being your most or your boldest self. Here's the thing. Sometimes we have to go all the way back. Sometimes we don't have to go back as far. But when a person experiences some setbacks, when we experience heartbreak, when we experience disappointment, even from when we were children, we carry that with us until we reconcile with that disappointment, with that heartbreak, and with whatever that situation that occurred in our lives, whatever that situation is about. So when we experience a setback, what happens is we can become afraid of the very thing, or completing and doing the very things that motivate us, the things that excite us, the things that inspire us, the things that allows us to be our most awesome self. So in that respect, we're not really accepting who we are, in the sense that you are amazing. You are magnificent. You are here to live from that position of power. You are bold. You are this person who's so capable of building the dream life that you are either wishing for, that you desire. You are the person who's more than capable of accomplishing the goals that you set. But, you know, today's Wonderful Wednesday. This is the day where we talk to you about having a great relationship with yourself. And so the object of the game is for you to work on your relationship with you. When you can work on your relationship with you, then you can learn to accept the awesomeness that of you. Sometimes we find it kind of unnerving to say something nice about ourselves, or we feel like we're being arrogant, or we feel like we're being conceited when we actually put our gifts on display, or when we acknowledge that we're good at something. Listen, you are at that point embracing the awesomeness of you. Arrogance and conceit, these things to me are, this is kind of where you're bragging about something and you're rubbing it in someone else's face. Or, you know, you're trying to put their nose in it, in the fact that, hey, I'm better than you. This is where you're trying to elevate yourself above everyone else, and as though you're smarter, you're better, and they're beneath you because they don't know enough. Well, or they're not good enough, or you think you're prettier than them and you can't see the beauty in them. So these are some of the examples of what it means to be arrogant or conceited. But saying who you are, saying what you're capable of, and not saying it in a manner where you're using it, or allowing your ego to cause you to kind of make other people feel small. Well, that's not, you're not being arrogant. What you're doing is you're being confident. You are a person with self-esteem, and you are acknowledging that, look, this is what I'm capable of doing, and this is who I am, and this is where I'm going, and I'm going to make some amazing things happen in my life. And so it doesn't matter if you've had a setback. Listen, I don't know anybody who's achieved anything of any real significance in their life who that haven't had a setback, who hasn't had something go wrong. I've had them, and there are other people perhaps that have had them. But since I know me better than anyone else, I'm thinking, yeah, I've had a few setbacks. I've had some major setbacks in my life. But here's the thing. I had to reconcile with all of that so that I didn't allow those setbacks to keep me from being motivated. I didn't allow those setbacks to stop me from moving forward. I didn't allow those setbacks to hold me, kind of hold me hostage to my own, so that I couldn't achieve my own desires and build the life that I wanted. I've had to build and rebuild and then build and rebuild again. And that's okay, because at some point, guess what? I note the lesson, so I don't have to rebuild again. I just keep building from that point on and creating an amazing legacy. So here's the thing, or this is kind of the reason, or one of the reasons of what may be stopping you. And this is a good kind of place for you to stop and think about and reflect, you know, over your life. And if that's your issue, then I want to encourage you. And I'm not just saying this because I want to sell my course to you, but I want to encourage you to go to designyouryourlifetoday.com/get results and connect with us, you know, on some level. We have the Power Achievers Coaching, which I recommend that one because you get real answers, or you get very specific answers to your very specific questions. Or if you're a do-it-yourself person and you feel like you can figure it out, then we have the Goal Achievement Mastery course, which is an awesome course. And we're going to be starting our next round, I believe, on the 26th or 27th of March. And the Power Achievers course, you know, just jump right in there with the rest of the class. And you can ask your questions, you can learn what you need to learn, and you can get beyond those setbacks. And even if you said, well, I haven't had any setbacks yet, but I'm having a holdback where I'm not even getting started. Well, here's the thing. The Power Achievers Coaching course may be for you, because that one is online, but it's more live. I do live videos. You get to ask me your questions when you participate in some of our webinars and some of our, in the live videos while I'm online. And you can help some others too by asking your questions, or you can send your questions to me kind of in secret and you will get a response. So these are some, let's say, tools to help you get beyond a certain point, to get to where it is you really want to be. Now, let's talk about really quickly what you can do that will inspire you to move forward. Now, you can use, I'm going to give you three strategies that you can use that will inspire you, or at least get you to kind of get your engine started so that you can be inspired to move forward and get to where it is you want to be. The first thing is lighten up. You want to become less judgmental. Don't judge other people. Don't judge yourself. And I get it. You know, the Bible tells us to judge ourselves, you know, before we get judged. But it also tells us to judge not, lest ye be judged. And so I'm not here to preach to you. But what I'm here to say is, yes, you want to look at your life. You want to examine your life. You want to take a look at where you can do things better. But when we talk about becoming less judgmental, what I'm saying is lighten up on yourself. Judging yourself in such a harsh manner to the point where you forget that you are an amazing person, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are magnificent, where you forget to step out and be you, where you get to the point, you judge yourself to the point where you hold yourself back from moving forward and living the life that you deserve to live. So you want to lighten up, where you judge yourself because of your setbacks. So what? You made a mistake. A mistake is nothing more than an opportunity for you to learn some new lessons. It's all about lessons learned. So you want to become less judgmental. The other thing is, number two, the second strategy is practice caring less about what other people think of you. You know, I think we live our lives so that we can impress other people. We can kind of get other people to talk about how great we are. We live in a society today where everything's online. You know, you got YouTube, you've got live stream. So you have so many outlets. You've got Facebook Live. So you have things where you can stream everything live, Periscope. And as a result of that, people are putting their entire lives on display online. And so then we reach a point where we start to care about what others think. We start to care about what other people see when they see us online, or when they hear from us, or they put their comments in the section and in the bottom, and those comments aren't exactly what we had hoped to hear. So here's the thing: who cares? You want to adopt that who cares attitude. Now, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't listen to wise counsel. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't take advice from someone who's been there, done that, and they are now doing it right, okay? Because they've learned some lessons, so you can learn from them and minimize your setback time. Okay, so, but the reality of it is at the end of the day, it's your life. Can you imagine looking back on your life and saying, wow, I spent 5 years caring about what other people think of me. I spent 5 years or 10 years caring about what people were saying behind my back, what they were saying about me. So as a result, I went into hiding and I judged myself to the max. The same way they were judging me, I judged myself even harder. You know what? Forget about all of that. That is silly. So care less, make a commitment that I'm going to care less what other people think. Just because I made a mistake, I'm not going to allow anyone to condemn me forever. Who do these people think they are? They are no better than you. Understand that. You know, sometimes you can go and you can look at the news on the internet, or look at the news on television, for those of you that watch the news, and one of the things that you will see or hear is people giving an opinion about someone else's life, someone who made a mistake, someone who perhaps did something they shouldn't have done. And it could be something horrendous. But the point that I'm getting at is that we all make mistakes. And even the people who are judging those people, if you look in their closet, wow, look at the junk. So you want to care less about what others think of you. And here is the third point or third strategy that I have for you. Take the time to boost your self-esteem. Now, you know, when we, you know, we all risk kind of disappointing ourselves in some way. And disappointment, that experience is not a fun experience, because in our minds at that point, if we have a setback or we're disappointed when we went for a major goal, at that point, we're thinking, listen, this is as good as it's going to get for me. You feel crushed. But you know what? This is not as good as it's going to get for you. Doesn't matter what mistakes you make. Who cares, right? Laugh it off. Okay, but learn the lesson. But laugh it off. Move forward. Make that decision that you're going to move forward. You know, and once again, you know, our Power Achievers Coaching Online is so great at helping you move forward. And if you are an entrepreneur who's getting started and you want to kind of avoid some things, I know people say, oh, failure is great. And, you know, failure, you can learn some things from failure. And sometimes it doesn't matter how much you learn. You're still going to fail in certain areas, but you want to minimize that failure when possible. You also want to be inspired to kind of get back in the game. You also want to be inspired to bring out the best you. So with that being said, you guys, I want you to focus on boosting that self-esteem, okay, and reconciling with all of this and letting things go. When you can boost your self-esteem, now you can see your way clear to really kind of accepting the awesomeness of you, accepting your awesome self, because you are amazing and there are things that you can achieve and you're here to serve that purpose. And you know what? You don't want to leave this earth without doing that. So take the time to reflect over your life, make some decisions about who you are, who you would like to be, and where you're going. And if you come up with any decision that says you are less than, yeah, tune that one out. Go to the next one, because under no circumstances were you built to fail. Under no circumstances were you built to be less than. So on this wonderful Wednesday, tap into your own wonderfulness and start accepting the awesome you. Hey, you guys, I mentioned some tools that will help you. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/get results, and you will see lots of tools there, and you can decide what works for you. Just click on the little icons or the titles there, and it will take you to the pages, and you can learn about each one of these, what we have to offer in detail. I can assure you, you will get the best results that you can get for where you are at this point in your life. What am I saying? I'm saying at the end of the day, you're going to move forward and your light is going to get a whole lot brighter. So come hang out with us in some of our courses. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Hey, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with